Now, when you pulled the ripcord, you passed out. When did you come to?
Hanging in a tree. A tall tree. My parachute caught in a tree and I'm dangling. And about that time, three or four soldiers, German soldiers, drove up in a vehicle similar to our Jeep and cut me down and took me to somewhere. And I was conscious then. I came to just about the time they came, so I don't know how long I was hanging in the tree. Bolt was hanging in the tree for several hours. He landed in a tree too.
He landed in a tree too.
Yeah, but he couldn't cut himself down because his leg, well, he did finally cut himself down. He had a pocket knife. And there's a long story about that. I got all that stuff.
Did it ever occur to you the fact that you landed in the tree kept you from landing on the leg, which would have made it even worse?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have, if I was still unconscious and landed in a parachute and you don't bend your knees, you'd probably break both legs. Hmm. I would guess, wouldn't you?
I would think so. Yeah. So you both landed in trees.
Both landed in trees, but it was bad. One bad leg, and he had two bad legs. Hmm.
And some German officers, were they?
No, enlisted men.
Enlisted men came and cut you down. And where did they take you?
I don't know whether they took me right to the hospital where I was at or whether they took me to a field hospital. They took me somewhere. And the doctor said he was going to operate on this knee, but he didn't have any anesthetic. But he said there's a... It was either a Catholic nurse or some of those nurses over there in Europe wear kind of habits or like a nun, so I don't know really which it was. He said, she'll hold your hand, and he said, I've got to operate on your knee. He spoke pretty fair English. He was a German doctor. And I passed out. And the next thing I knew was I was in this boys' school that was converted to a POW hospital in a bunk, old wooden bunk.
So you passed out and didn't feel the operation?
And I didn't feel it. See, I was pretty woozy from the time I was hit, and I lost, I don't know how much blood I lost. I think they said they gave me some transfusions. So I might have a little more German blood in me now.
Well, when they brought him home on a hospital ship, he only weighed 65 pounds.
My goodness. So, that was in September.
September 27th.
And then what did they, where did they take you?
Well, I was in that hospital the whole time.
It was a boys' school that was converted to a hospital?
Yeah. I got all kind of information on that, pictures of it.
Now, Bainham, did he land the plane or did he,
no,
he bailed out?
He took it down about 12,000 feet, as I remember
somebody telling me.
And then they bailed out and it blew up then.
Right.
I don't know why he took it down so long, unless he was trying to get back to over Allied territory or something. But I don't know where the fire, I guess the fire wasn't all the way out. Why did it blow up? So I never did get that story. Mm. Of course, he's the only one that could tell that. And I hardly never noticed. One time we were at Lemon's house after the first Kansas City reunion, the one where we went through the card shop and all. Mm-hmm. That was about 10, 12 years ago. We went down to spend some time with Ray at Ray's house, and he surprises and had Bainham there. And that's the only time I've ever seen Bainham since the war.
Well, we went out of the way and stopped to see a fellow that didn't fly that day.
That wasn't... We stopped at Tampa to see Lord.
We'd seen all the rest of the crew, but him. Jack said, I'd like to go there. And his wife said he felt so guilty.
We did that on the way home.
Yeah.
That was in Tampa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've been to Ray's house twice, and the first time he had Jim over for dinner. Mm-hmm. Jim was married to his second mm-hmm. wife. And then the next time we went there, we drove down to Houston and saw Howard Bolt. That's the only time I've seen him since the war. So I saw each of them. But Ray Lemon and I went to a lot of the reunions.
Yes.
And his wife and my wife hit it off real well. We had good times at the reunions. The first reunion we went to, one day Ray called me up. I lived in Deerfield Beach up here. Dee Dee and I did a real nice condo. And he said, hey, Jack, there's going to be an Air Force reunion at Holland, Hollywood, Florida.
Hmm.
And he said, would you be interested in going? And I says, well, yeah. And where's it going to be? He said, at the Diplomat. Well, I said, that's kind of expensive. Why don't we just stay here? We had a 3-bedroom condo on the close to the water, right on the intercoastal. And so he came down, he and his wife, Jean, and we went down there, and this was an 8th Air Force reunion. We'd never heard of the 2nd Air Division.
Oh.
And that was
1989.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or 1988, something like that. And so we went down there and came back at night, went back and forth for 2 or 3 days, and that's where we heard about the 2nd Air Division, and that the following year they were going to go to England, and Jimmy Stewart was going to be there and all that. So, boy, we signed up for that. And that's the first time we knew about the 2nd. And that's when we learned more about, well, and that's the year we went over to the Castle Mission Memorial.
Yeah.
That was 90, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, 1990.
Yeah, we had a week at Norwich for the reunion, and then we went over for 3 or 4 days for the opening ceremonies of the
Now, that
memorial.
That must have been a very moving experience for you.
About 1,200 people there, and it was all over AP News.
And Owen Bird's name was on there, and Hector Scala, and John. Can't think of John's last name. He was going to the University of Kentucky before he got out.
But when we were left to go on this trip, one of our neighbors at the condo in Deerfield Beach worked for the Sun Sentinel.
Uh-huh.
She heard about us going over to this reunion, so she said, oh, Mr. Knox, she said, I'd love to interview you. He said, oh, I don't like publicity. She said, oh, but this is something good. People like to hear about this. So she came and talked to him, got all interested. So when we went to Germany then, she called him over there at the hotel and did an interview, and it was all over the newspaper. And then she called him 2 or 3 days later again to see
what she brought a photographer, and they came out to the condo before he left.
Yeah,
took
that
picture.
Yeah.
And it was on the front page of the second section of the Sun Sentinel. And the whole article about going back to Germany and meeting the pilots and all that.
And then she did a follow-up on it and called him again to see what his reaction was. And then they had another article in the paper 2 or 3 days later. So he really had coverage. But she said people like to read about good things
like that.
Oh,
they do, yes.
It was a gesture of peace between the two countries. You know?
We had a good time over there.
Yeah, we did. It was nice, very nice. And the bands were there. And it was special.